want?
We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom Simple J, good morning. Big day yesterday, of course, Super Tuesday. Folks going to the polls. Man, did Hillary Clinton crush Bernie Sanders with a cane of black voters?
Wow.
Yeah, just disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Man! So a huge day there. So we'll be talking about that, of course, over the next few months. And you guys see that video of that black woman who was being pushed by Donald Trump supporters at a rally yesterday in Kentucky. Talk about assault. They should have charges filed against them. But we're going to talk education this morning. For the last couple of days, John King has been going before the Senate trying to get confirmed as President Barack Obama's Secretary of Education. He has been filling that role on an interim basis. Now that Arne Duncan stepped down, he joins us right now. Secretary King, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for the opportunity to join you.
So I want to cover several different things. First and foremost, let's talk about this idea, first of all, this issue, this rule that you guys have called Equity in IDEA that deals with racial and ethnic disparities in education. Exactly what is it and how does that help the folks who are listening?
Sure. Well, we're very concerned that in districts around the country, we see African-American and Latino students disproportionately identified for special education services, disproportionately placed in separate settings where they are not part of the general population of students, and disproportionately suspended from school or even expelled from school. And so this rule would require that where there are these large racial gaps where, you know, the number of students who are identified as emotionally disturbed, for example, for African-American students is 3-4 times the number for white students, that districts would be required to investigate that, review that, and figure out if it's really accurate and if students are getting the right service.
And so, and we talk about this targeting special education, I mean, we've heard that before, where literally black children are being pushed to those areas as opposed to accurately studying and assisting them where they can actually perform in a regular class.
Exactly. This is about making sure that students are getting the right supports and services. And unfortunately, what we've seen is that states have not been as aggressive on this as they need to be. And the goal of this rule is to make sure that states have a clear system in place to investigate these issues.
Yesterday, I was online yesterday, and I saw that you were testifying, and you were one of the folks you've been questioned by was Senator Tim Scott, and he brought the issues of charters and vouchers. President Barack Obama has been an aggressive supporter of charter schools in education, also under Arne Duncan. Will that continue under Secretary John King if you're confirmed?
Absolutely. I actually was a charter school founder earlier in my career and think charters are an important part of the education landscape, creating alternative options for families, particularly in communities with very high need. So very committed to the role of charters in education.
Now, we conducted a poll at TV1 where 79% of black parents were in favor of school vouchers to utilize. But in your testimony, you disagreed with the D.C. Opportunity Scholarship Program, which allowed for vouchers to be used for kids to go to such schools. Why is that?
Well, you know, we will certainly implement the D.C. Opportunity Scholarship Program required by law. But I think where Senator Scott and I disagreed is I don't see vouchers as the large-scale solution to the challenges that we face in public education. And I'm more optimistic about the role that public school choice can play, whether it's charter schools or magnet schools or other approaches to create choice within the public sector.
When we look at what's happening with our children and whether it's graduation and dropout, I got to ask you this here. I did an interview a couple of years ago with Bob Johnson, Sheila Johnson, both of them, of course, co-founders of BET, no longer married, though. But both of them said that we need to have more trades need to return to the schools because we have kids who are coming out who have no skills. Your thoughts about that?
I think career and technical education can be very powerful. When I was state commissioner and I worked on a project with IBM where we have a school in Brooklyn where students graduate with a high school diploma, associate's degree, first in line for a job at IBM called PTech, and that's now being replicated all across the country. And I think it's very promising when students can see the connection between what they're doing in school and what they might do after they graduate.
Do you see that as a partnership that can work around the country, and especially in our inner cities where the students disproportionately don't get the kind of equipment that they need, that you will have private corporations going in and working with the school systems to provide these things?
Yeah, there's huge potential. When we expanded that program across New York, we had a lot of requests from employers and higher ed institutions to engage in those kind of partnerships, whether it was advanced manufacturing or healthcare. And Congress has an opportunity to be helpful here. There's a law called Perkins Career and Technical Education Act, and there's an opportunity for Congress to reauthorize that this year. I've been talking with members of Congress about that. We're hopeful that we'll see some progress there.
That just seems so difficult. It seems that you have a lot of difficult challenges ahead. I wish you a lot of luck.
I appreciate it.
It's a daunting task coming in and at this stage of the game in the Obama administration. Good luck, Dr. John King.
Interim Secretary of Education, John King. We appreciate it, man. Thank you so very much.